It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 26th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American journalist Ben Bradlee, born in Boston 100 years ago today. One of the most prominent newspaper men in the United States after World War II, he enjoyed a long tenure as managing editor and then as executive editor at the Washington Post from 1965 to 1991. He became a public figure when he joined the New York Times in publishing the Pentagon Papers and gave the go-ahead for the paper's extensive coverage of the Watergate scandal. He was also criticized for editorial lapses when the Post had to return a Pulitzer Prize in 1981 after it discovered the award-winning story it ran was false. After retirement, Bradlee continued to be associated with the Post, holding the position of vice president at large until his death. In retirement, he was an advocate for education and the study of history, including working for years as an active trustee on the boards of several major educational, historical, and archaeological research institutions. He grew up in a wealthy family with domestic staff. He learned French from governesses, took piano and writing lessons, and went to the symphony and the opera. But the stock market crash in 1929 cost his father his job, and he took on whatever work he could find to support his family, from selling deodorant to supervising janitors at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. With the help of wealthy relatives, young Bradlee was able to continue his education at Dexter School and to finish high school at St. Mark's, where he played varsity baseball. There, he also contracted polio, but eventually he recovered enough to walk without limping. He went on to attend Harvard, where his father had been a star football player. He graduated in 1942 with a combined major in Greek and English. Like many of his classmates, Bradlee anticipated the United States would eventually enter the European conflict, and he enrolled in the Naval ROTC program at Harvard and received his commission on the same day that he graduated. He was assigned to the Office of Naval Intelligence and served as a communications officer in the Pacific during the war. Battles in which he saw action included Vella Lavella, Saipan, Tinian, and Bougainville. He also fought in the biggest naval battle ever fought, the Battle of Leyte Gulf in the Philippines campaign. He also saw action in the Borneo campaign and made every landing in the Solomon Islands campaign. At loose ends after the war, Bradlee found his way into the newspaper business. He appealed to family friends for job leads and got interviews at both the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post. According to Bradlee himself, when the train arrived in Baltimore, it was raining, so he stayed on board to Washington and was hired by the Washington Post as a reporter. Later, under Bradlee's editorial leadership, the Post took on major challenges during the Nixon administration. In 1971, the New York Times and the Post successfully challenged the government over the right to publish the Pentagon Papers. Ensuing investigations of suspected cover-ups led inexorably to congressional committees, conflicting testimonies, and ultimately to the resignation of Richard Nixon in 1974. Bradlee suffered from Alzheimer's disease in his final years. He died October 21, 2014, at his home in Washington, D.C. He was 93. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 26th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.